Started at the Tiraway, North West London, Friday, 12th of Iyar, 13th of May, 27th day of the Omer, Rabbi Eli Goldstein, Shlita, Parsha theme. This week's Tiraway has been sponsored, Lichvot Simchas HaBar Mitzvah of Tzvi Duna Neri Yoy, whose Bar Mitzvah was La Shabbos, Iyi Roten, Shizko Herovus, Kenob, Lorav Nachas, Menu, Mikol Yotzei, Cholotzei Him.
This week and today, I'd like to discuss a few ideas from Parshas Emor. I'm actually going to start a bit back. I'm going to start from the end of the Sedra. I'm going to discuss a bit. We know we have a Parshas Emor in this week's Sedra. And then if we have time, we'll go back to the beginning of the Sedra. So as I mentioned, we know that in this week's Sedra, Parshas Emor has the Parshas Emor. And we lay not on Yom Tov. Just like we lay in Parshas Re'eh, we lay from Parshas Re'eh also on Yom Tov. The Pasha, where we talk about the Mo'adim. The question is, what's the Shaychus of Pasha's Mo'adim to this Sedra? We start off the Sedra, we're talking about, we know a whole Sefer Torah's Kohanim, Pasha's Sefer by Yikra, it's talking about Kohanim, and the Makrivim. And so we go through a Kohen, his Kodesh, he has seven halachas, and what Mum will pass in the Kohen, then we're talking about the Behemoth, which Mum will pass over Behemoth. And then we talk a bit about Korbanos, and then we suddenly switch into the Mo'adim. What's the Shaykhus, the Pasha, why do we suddenly get into Mo'adim in this Pasha? Second question is that we see that it's more just one Pasha next to the other Pasha. We see when we tackle, we lean on Yom Tov, you would expect that we should start leaning from Vidabah Hashem Moshe and Vidabah Yisrael and start talking about the Mo'adim. Get straight into the Mo'adim. We know on Yom Tov we do. When we lean from Parshas Emor, we say we start from Shor Kevis or Ace. We start from just the Parsha beforehand. We start talking about the Korbanos beforehand, and then only afterwards do we get into the Korbanos. Same also when you lean from Parshas Re'eh on Yom Tov, we don't start from Shmor Chodesh Aviv. We start from Kol HaBachor. Sometimes we start from Aser Ta'aser, depends on if it's Shabbos or if it's Sukkos. But when we're not starting from Aser Ta'aser, because it's not Shabbos or it's not Sukkos. Why are we starting from Kol HaBachor? That's talking about Korbanos. L'chor, that's got no shaykhus to the Yom Tov. We should start straight from the Mo'adim.
What? There's not enough aliyahs.
Yeah, so well, maybe there's not enough places to stop. Maybe. But it's a bit interesting to note that both times we have Mo'adim leaning, we start with the Korbanos. It's just to kind of add, we need these few extra psukim. There's plenty of psukim also. Let's say, couldn't stop anymore. So that's the second question. So first, what's it doing in the Parsha, yeah, really? What's the Shaychus and why are we leaning it? It sees, that seems to be, that's the Hakdoma, that's the introduction to the Mo'adim, and that's what we need to hear on Yom Tov. Third question, seems unrelated, but is, Hashem will see it's related. When we think Mo'adim, so we think Pesach, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos. Pesach, we think that we came out of Mitzrayim, got Cheirus, and there was a Gilu of Shechina. Then we get to Shavuos, Klai Yisrael get Torah, they get elevated as an Am. Sukkos, you have the Aniyah Kovet, where Hashem protected us. We were sitting the Selus, the Menusa. We're thinking about Ruchnius. Seems to be all Ruchniustic ideas. Getting out of Mitzrayim and becoming an Am, being with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Also, there's a vote from Ramosha Feinstein this week, Sedra. It says, it's very interesting, we have Mo'adim. So we first talk about Pesach. Before we start talking about Mo'adim, we talk about Shabbos. What's the Shaychus? Why are we talking about Shabbos then? So Rashi asks the Kasha. And Rashi says, Ma'inyin Shabbos eats Mo'adus. Why are we talking about Shabbos? We're talking about Mo'adim now, why are you talking about Shabbos? Explains Rashi, Lema'etcho, Shekol Mechalas HaMo'adus, Ki'ilu, Ma'ane Olov, Ki'ilu, Chiles HaShabbosus. Anyone who's Mechal HaShabbos is though he's Mechal HaShabbos. Sorry, anyone who's Mechal Yom Tov is as though he's Mechal HaShabbos. If anyone is Mekayim the Mo'adim, it's as though he's Mekayim Shabbos. Now, again, so the Kasha was, why are we starting with Shabbos and getting to Mo'adim? Explains Rashi, if you're not Mekayim Yom Tov, then you're Mechal Shabbos. It's as though you're Mechal Shabbos. If you're yes Mekayim, what's the Shaychus? Do you ever say, if you're Mekayim, it's a tefillin, then is the filling Mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. If you're not Mekayim mitzvah tefillin, you're not Mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. They're two different mitzvahs. So explain to Moshe Feinstein that Shabbos is Zeichem Ma'aseh Bereishis. Right? We know we say in Kiddush. One of the reasons Zeichem Ma'aseh Bereishis, it's the Eidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Meadim, what's Meadim? Pesach is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a shkoch on us, that he took us out of Mitzrayim. Shavuos, he gave us the Torah. And Sukkos is that he looked after us, and he looked after us in the Midbar. The two Yesodos to Emunah. There's the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and there's the fact that he's constantly has a shkoch, he's looking after Christ, so he's involved with worldly matters. If a person is kofor one of these two things, if he says that, I'm not giving Meadim, so he's saying, I'm not Makia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach from Klai Yisrael, and looks after Klai Yisrael, and looks after the world. So it's Kilu Kofer on the Ikir in Torah, in Shabbos as well. Because once you don't have one, if you're Kofer in one of these two things, so then you're Kofer in Ikir Emunah. So we see from that quote from Moshe that there's also an Inyan of Emunah when it comes to Meadim. So there's an Inyan of getting out of Mitzrayim and all the things we mentioned. Also, a greater Indian of Amunah when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Meadim. So, all seems to be Dover Ruchnius. But when you get to the Parshas, talking about Meadim, it seems to be a different picture. And it's Mamash Boiler, when you start looking at the Pesukim and you realize the Kasha really jumps out at you. If you look the way the Torah describes the Meadim, you'll find that it doesn't talk about the fact, when we say Pesach, we're not mentioning the fact that it's a sign, the Giddush Shechina. When we're talking about in the name of the Moed. When we're busy with Shavuos, we don't actually say anywhere in the Torah. I once told this song, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that Shavuos is Ma'am Matan Torah Seder. It doesn't say anywhere. And it's quite surprising, you actually look, it's Taka Noah. It doesn't say anywhere it's Ma'am Matan Torah Seder. Sukkos, also we don't mention the Selusta Musa. What do we say? We say Chag Osif, Chag Kotzeh, Chag Oviv. We're talking about the Torah. Why is that the Inyan of the Moed? Why is the way Torah wants to describe to us the shame of the Moed that we talk about seems to be very gashmius, seems very not unimportant. We're talking about the Ketzir, the reaping of the harvest, we're talking about the Osif, the Simcha you have when you bring in your Torah. What's the Shaychus to the Moedin? Is the Moedin gashmius or is it Ruchnius? Is it Shemaim? Is it looking at the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world and looked after us? Or is it Oretz? Is it a simcha in the fact that we have Tevuah? Which one is it? We also find there's Indian Gashmis as well. Mishnah Rosh Hashanah tells us that during the three Moedim, the Tanna Kamma holds that Al HaPesach Don Al HaTevuah, Al Tzeh Don Al HaPeiros, and Sukkos were Don Al HaMayim. So you see there's a Shaychus to Gashmis. We're judged on these things, all Gashmis, different things, on these Yom Tovim. So how do we equate these two things? So Rabbi Avraham Letzi explains like this. There's a medrash in Medrash Bereishis Rabbah. There's machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Kol ma'aseh b'shamayim b'yoseh min ha'shamayim, kol ma'aseh b'eretz b'yoseh min ha'aretz." Says Rabbi Eliezer, anything which is in Shemayim, all the things up there, their creation was in Shemayim, and anything which was in Oretz, their creation was in Oretz. Rabbi Shua argues, Rabbi Shua says, anything which is Shemayim or Oretz, Briyosim in Shemayim, anything which is in Shemayim and Oretz, its creation is in Shemayim, is Shemayim as well. Not just Shemayim dicker things, its creation was in Shemayim, but even Oretz dicker things. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that this machlok is Rabbi Ezra Rabbi Shua, regarding the Briya of the Olam, is they went according to their shittas, their opinions, in another machlokas, famous machlokas. Gemara Beitza, I'm sure we all know, has a machlokas to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Eliezer there, Shaila is there, how are we meant to be choygig or yomtov? Rabbi Eliezer says, you have to pick, it's either Kula Hashem or Kula Rochem. Either you sit, Yoshev Shona, sit in Lan, or Oichav Shoisa. You can't. It's a theory. Either you do kula lochem or you do kula Hashem. Rabbi Shua argues. Rabbi Shua says no. Chetzi lochem, chetzi Hashem. You do half of this, half of that. Meaning, doing one is not stitch the other. Rabbi Ezra holds that you have to pick. Rabbi Shua says half half. So what does this got to do with the Medrash? explains Rabbi Yehuda Kamenetsky that what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? Rabbi Yehuda is saying what's in Shemaim is in Shemaim. What's in Oretz and Oretz? There's Gashmis and there's Ruchnis. They're not necessarily mashing each other. So there's two aspects to the Yom Tov. There's an aspect to the Yom Tov which is Gashmis, and there's an aspect to the Yom Tov which is Ruchnis. A person has to decide, am I going to pick the Gashmis Dika Simcha or the Ruchnis Dika Simcha? The Chor both can get you to Scha and you're doing a mitzvah. But they're not mashing each other. Because Kol Masha B'Shamayim B'Yosim in Shemayim, Kol Masha B'Oretz B'Yosim in Oretz. Says Rabbi Shua, no. Kol Masha B'Shamayim Uv Oretz B'Yosim in Shemayim. Even things which in Oretz have also got a sad ruchni. They also have a way, they also mashlim. Gashmis and ruchni are not steer to each other, not two things which are separate, but rather they're mashlim. They're there to be with each other. You have Gashmis, and you can be Kaddish Gashmis if you use it in the right way. You can elevate it, and through that, get to Ruchnius.
What does B'yosim in Oretz mean?
Literally means creation. It's creation. It was created in the Shemaim. Literally.
I get it. Oretz would mean created.
Meaning what's in Oretz, meaning it was creation, the way when it was created. The Pashas of the Medrash means what was created on earth. So we're explaining that things which are in Oretz, let's say tables, chair, or not anything natural, yeah? It's creation was down here. It wasn't Shmimi. Wasn't Shmaim Dik. And he says that could also be Pshat and the Machloikas. We know there's Machloikas in the Yezu Yeshua, the Gabi Bas Kol. Rabbi Yezu holds, if you have a Bas Kol, comes down Shmaim, passing Salacha. Rabbi Yezu holds that Shmaim, that comes from Shmaim, and how can you argue the Chomer down here? Rabbi Yeshua says no, the Chomer have a Koyach also up there. Just because you're Oretz, you can also be Ruchni. And therefore he holds, we don't listen to Bas Kol, because the Chomer have the Koyach to Machia. So, again, Rabbi Shua holds that. Rabbi Yehuda holds that they're not necessarily. You either pick one or the other. Rabbi Shua says they're mashing each other. So, explains Rabbi Akhenetzi Vaita. He says we find that the Gemara Pesachim says everyone agrees when it comes to Shavuos. When it comes to Shavuos, everyone agrees. Kulo al ches lachem, ches lachem. Even the Rabbi Yehuda holds normally that. And you have to pick when it comes to Matan Torah, when it comes to Shavuos, everyone agrees. Chetz Olchem, Chetz Lashem. What's Pshat? Chor, you'd say Faket. When it comes to Matan Torah, you think everyone should agree Kul Lashem. But it's Mamash Faket. Torah is Mechadish, and he speaks that even Rabbi Yezu would agree to this. Torah is Mechadish that Gashmis isn't a bad thing. Gashmis is a thing which we can Mechadish and we can elevate ourselves and do good things with. And if we use it in the right way, then that's a way to be Mekadashem Shemayim, to bring down the Shekhinah here. The Noitzim, the Umas Ha'olam, what do they hold? They hold that if a person, the priest, wants to be the most Kaddish person, so what does he do? He doesn't get married. He stops from all Gashmias, doesn't really involve in those things, because the only way to get to Ruchnias by them is to separate yourself. When they created a leader, so where did the leader come from? It came not from man. It didn't come from a relationship of man and woman. It came from nothing. When it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mechoykik of Klai Yisrael, so that came. The Torah is made that Moshe's father remarried his mother. You see, it comes from Adam. We can come from Choymer. You can come from Gashmis, but you can elevate yourself and Mekadosh yourself. The Meshech Chochma explains, and this is the Chiluk between Moshe Rabbeinu before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah. Meshech Chochma asks, what did Moshe Rabbeinu have after Matan Torah? There's no bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, it's this, that Moshe Rabbeinu beforehand all he had was Ruchnius, and he could only elevate himself through Ruchnius, he could only be Kaddish through Ruchnius. After Matan Torah, then he can be Kaddish himself through Chumius, even through Gashmius. And he adds to Meshech Chochma there, that also we find, what was the vikuach between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malachim? Moshe Rabbeinu said that you can't be mekayim all these things like lo sinso, lo sinof. You can't not be jealous because you're not shaykh to things which are shaykh to the guf. We have a guf and we're shaykh to these things and we can use it to be mashal myself, to make Hashem sholim and to get closer to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Mela, you see that the Ike Inyan of Meradim, the reason why Torah wrote Chag HaKotzer, Chag HaOsev, is that Gashmis isn't something bad. It's how we use it. If we use it in the right way, if we use it in the wrong way, it's like obviously going to be a bad thing. If we use it in the right way, Mekadosh it, then that's the part of the Shlemus of the Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu became more of a Sholem, became more perfect through the fact that he had Gashmis, that he had physical activity in the world, and through that physical activity, he was Mekadosh himself. The Kodesh HaLevi has a very interesting thing. Has a very, very interesting thing. The Kodesh HaLevi brings the Medrash that in the Sudosan Shel Levyosan, the Osilovoy, Sadiqim will get Scha, and the Shoram will be there. Shoram will watch as the Sadiqim get Scha from Levyosan. You know the Levyosan from the Tefillah we say in Sukkos, more about Basra. And the question, and the Gemara, and so the Medrash said they're going to have greater Agmas Nefesh. From the fact they're going to see the Sadiqim getting the Scha. The question is, what exactly, what's this inin of they're going to have Agmas Nefesh during the Suda? Just, they have Agmas Nefesh, when you see Scha, the Sadiqim getting Scha. Explains the Kodesh HaLevi Azoy. When it comes to Scha Mitzvahs, there's two bechinas, two ways that Scha will be given, the Osilovim, in Olam Haba. There's some Mitzvahs, Tefillim, Sitzis, Sukkah, those have a certain scha. The scha for things like Suda Shabbos, Suda Yom Tov, Achnachas Orchim, that scha is given with the Sudas and through the Sudas Lev Yosem. What was the big Achmas Nefesh of the Rishon? The Rishon will say like this: okay, I didn't put on tzitzis, I didn't wear tefillin, but the Meister, you know, I did everything else. You know, I ate Suda Shabbos, I ate Suda Yom Tov, I did Achnachas Orchim. So why am I not getting reward? If I can't, I had even more. I was very marked on it. When it comes to Schar Mitzvah, Tefillin, so there won't be such Agmas Nefesh. I mean, there will be an aspect, but they weren't Mekayim anyway. So obviously not going to get Schar. When it came to things which were things that they did do, they had Achila, and they had Suda Shabbos, had Suda Yom Tov, and they did more than these Sadiqim, and they're going to see them, the Sadiqim getting the Schar, because they knew how to do it right. They knew how to Mekadosh their Gashmis. So that would be a gross Agmas Nefesh for them. To see that they lemaise were so close, they did it. But afa pichein, they're not getting scar because they didn't do it in the right way, that will cause them Agmas Nefesh. So, getting back to what we're asking, what's the shaychus between korbanos? We said, why the Torah, we start off with kuna, get into korbanos, then we get into the ma'adim. What's the shaychus? And more than that, we see, it seems to be a hakdoma, because on the ma'adim, when we lean, we seem to always lean from, we start from Shor Kesev or Eiz, we start from Kol HaBachor. Why is this the Hakdoma? I feel what we said, could be that we have an answer. Korbanos, I think it's very clear to everyone, is a way, there's a way to bring the Skarab to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a way to bring Shekhinah down here. We have, Beis HaMikdash is Master Shekhinah here. Gashmius, Moyadim, Chetz Lachem, not so clear. The Chetz Hashem, that's clear from my mind, that I can be Meskara to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Tefillah of Yom Tov, to the Ruchnis of Yom Tov, the obvious Ruchnis of Yom Tov. The Gashmius, maybe not. The Torah here is bringing Hakdoma. Just as we're starting off with Korbanos, just as Korbanos is clearly a way to Meskara to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to bring Shekhinah Lamata, and Megala Kvod Shemayim, so to Yom Tov. And it's not necessarily just the fact that Yom Tov, not just the fact that Yom Tov has a Chetz L'Hashem, but even through the Chetz L'Chem, we can still get the Hiskari to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like Korbanos can too. And that could be why we start off with that. Could be with this thought, we could also answer another question. We know that the Stoikim, they fought the Chazal, and they said, Merochas HaShabbos means the day after Shabbos. Sunday, you always start Sfira from Sunday. Maestro, this year is a good year for the Stoikim because we started from Sunday. But normally, right, we don't start. We start the day after Yom Tov. Now, the question is, what did the Stoikim want, right? Like, it's an interesting thing. Like, what was the big vikuach that it has to be that we start the day after Shabbos? They just start after Yom Tov. It was just punked because it was another thing which was darshan. Like, where did this come from? What did the Stoikim want from it? So, it could be like this. Shavuos, it's very interesting. You look at the Torah, there's no date. We have a date for Pesach, we have a date for Sukkos. Pesach, Tezvov. Shavuos, there's no date. It's a bit strange. When am I meant to be Choygek? teretzes, there isn't a date, because Shavuos is just a hemshuch from Pesach. The Rambam, we know, I think, in this week's Sedra, writes that Sviyas Oimeh is Chol HaMoed. Shavuos has a bechina of being the Yom Tov Achron of Pesach. It's be'etzim the hemshuch. Pesach, we start Pesach, and then we count from Pesach. Mimochot HaShabbos, from the day after Pesach, we're counting from Pesach to Shavuos. There's no date, because it's, how can you have a date? It's all about the fact that you're coming from Shavuos. You don't need to say a date. We're coming from Shavuos. We had Chol HaMoed, now we're having Yom Tov Achron. The Stoikim were saying, no, the two things are not connected. There's the Pesach and there's the Shavuos. What's Pesach? Pesach is that we got out, we were avodim to Paro, our guf was in danger, Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out. Yom Tov Shavuos is we get the Torah. We now have Torah, we have a shaykhus to Torah, something which is nitzchi. There are two different things to celebrate. There's guf, and there's neshama. There's Torah. What's the shaykhus? But Chazal saying no, and Torah saying no. You go from one, the hashlama of Pesach, of getting out of the being avodin, and having that in slavery, of getting back our guf. It's not just getting back your guf, it's the hashlama in Shavuos. Getting to Shavuos when we have ruchnius, the two go hand in hand. Not just that guf without the shlama is not gonna be good enough, but it's also the hashlama, the two things work hand in hand. We know that we say, anyone, if you eat matzah, Yerushalmi says, if you eat matzah erev Pesach, it's kabbalah aristosai. So we see that there's an inyan of erusin when it comes to Pesach. Shavuos, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to me Asa at Sinai, k'chos n'yitzim l'chuposai. We see that there's a bechina of nesuin. It's clear that Pesach and Shavuos, that Shavuos is the hashlama of Pesach. Memela, you can understand that why that is. Like we're saying, that Torah holds, it's when it comes to Torah, it's not the only way. The way we hold to get to Kedusha is not just through doing ruchnistic things. Avada, you should be doing ruchnistic things. Tefillah, Torah. But also through the Choymer, everyday activity, we have opportunity to mekadosh and bring and make ourselves better, elevate ourselves through and mekadosh to also get to a high place and become shomer. Just to finish off, not related, just have a few more minutes. So, share with you a very interesting idea. Mamma's not related, but we have a few minutes. This week's Sedra, we start off Parshas Emor, and we're talking about Tumas Kohanim. There's a din, a Kohen can't betame to anyone he wants to, and also we know there's a halacha that he can't marry whoever he wants to. He's Kodesh. In this week's Sedra, we start off Yom Hashem Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, Emoi la Kohen ben Aaron, say to Kohen ben Aaron, v'omato aleihem. Emoi la Kohen, say to v'omato aleihem. What's the Emoi v'omato? Why are you saying twice? Emoi, you shouldn't say v'omato aleihem. So Rashi asks the kasha. Why is it Emoi v'omato? Explains Rashi. Emoi v'omato, lahazeh gedolim ala katanim. It's coming to wound the gedolim katanim, which means there's a bezunt halacha, a special halacha, that Kohenim cannot let the Ketanim, or anyone really, Gedolim can't allow Ketanim to come Tomei. They can't become Tomei. Just like Gedolim can't become Tomei, also Ketanim can't. Three questions. First of all, where do you see at all in the Drosha that there's an inyan of you're not allowed to be Metamei Kohen Katan? Emor v'Matzah, what do you see in there? Second question is, why is it punked here by Tumas Kohen, we have by others, by Shkotz and Mosim, we have by Dam, United Dam, we also have a Joshua. But why here, also uniquely, do we find there's a din, you're not allowed to be metamic, you're not allowed to make a cotton do an issa? Why is it here specifically? And also, third question is, why is it that over here, we find that, why is it over here, the Joshua is M over Mato? The Joshua we find in two weeks ago, Sedra was by Dam, V'chol Dom, V'chol Nefesh. I think it says in the Pasuk. Yeah, Kol Nefesh Mikem. It says Kol. We include everyone from the word Kol. We understand where it comes from, Kol. And also when it comes to Dam, it says Lo Soflum. I can't remember that exactly, but I think in Pasha Shemini it says Lo Soflum. We see the Joshua, and there the Joshua is, you're not allowed to feed them Dam, you're not allowed to feed them Shkotz and Mosim. Why is the Joshua there different? So three questions. First of all, where do you see it? Why is there a special halacha by Tumas Kohen? And third question is, why is this drasha here about chinuch, or not really chinuch, sphere, feeding or stopping, you're not allowed to be metamin, you're not allowed to let a cotton do an issa, why is it taught in a different way over here? And what's unique about it? So, Dozan Torah says, there's two big influences, two factors when it comes to chinuch. There's the parent or the teacher, parent and the teacher, in fact. And then the second thing is the sviva, community, the kehillah, the people around him, the matzav around him. When the matzav, the sviva, the second aspect, the second fact that his chinuch is going well, is going easy, and it's going in tandem, in sync with what the parent's saying. If the parents are saying you have to wear tefillin, you have to daven properly, you can't speak lashon hara, and his friends don't do these things, they wear tefillin, they daven properly, they don't say lashon hara. So the parent's job is very easy, right? Because it's matin to the sviva, why would you be different? I think we can all understand. If you're in a matzah, a kehillah, where everyone's doing the same thing as your kid, as the teacher's telling the kid, so it's much easier. If, however, the sviva, the kehillah, is not doing the same thing, so it's much, much harder for the parent. And he has to work much harder, he has to double his efforts to be mechanic his child. So explains, there was nine in the Torah like this. When it comes to Tuas Koyanim, you can never be in a good matzah in the sviva, because the Maisa, you know, the other Ketanim, Yisraelim, they can be playing, you know, football in the park. They do need to be careful when you touch Shkots and Ramosim, Asherets in the park when they're out playing, because they don't have Truma at home. A Kohen might have Truma at home. If they're going to the site of the history museum where it might be Tumas Kohenim, so that all other kids don't need to worry. The Cotton Kohen does have to worry. So he's not in the Sviva, which is Matin to him. So therefore, the Kohen father has to double his efforts, has to work much, much harder to ensure his child keeps that. And therefore, with now he answers the kasha. Emover Amato is saying, by Tumas Kohenim, and that would be true also, by any place that, yeah, not in the Sviva, where it's Matin, to the way you want to educate your child, the way you want to educate your pupil, Emover Amato, you're going to have to double your efforts. Emover Amato, you're going to have to do more and more. Because you're not in the Sviva, the Kohen's not in the Sviva, where everyone's doing what he's doing. That's why here, specifically, there's a special halacha, because here it's even harder than usual, because not everyone else is doing it. And here, the way you teach it is emoi matas. The father has to double his efforts, and that's the reason why we say emoi matas, to teach that yourself.
Very, very nice.